After Press TV News in Brief, U.S. military says one of its airstrikes in Afghanistan's province of Helmand has killed Afghan security forces by mistake. Pentagon said the U.S. is supporting Afghan troops during an operation against the Taliban when the bombing took place, yet didn't specify exactly how many people were killed. And at least three Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of others wounded during protests against Israeli restrictions in Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israeli forces attacked Palestinian protesters in Jerusalem Al-Quds Old City, the Qalandia checkpoint, and the city of Bethlehem. Earlier, Palestinians declared Friday as a day of rage against Israel. Millions of people in various Muslim countries have taken the streets to condemn Israeli restrictions on Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, at Jordan's capital Amman, the Yemeni city of Sa'da, the Sudanese city of Khartoum, and Turkish cities of Ankara and Istanbul all witnessed protests in solidarity with Palestinians. The United Nations has blamed Saudi Arabia for this week's deadly airstrike on civilians in the Yemeni province of Taiz. UN Human Rights Office said there are no military targets in the area hit by Saudi warplanes. World body urged an impartial probe into the raid. Pakistan's Supreme Court's weighing a dismissal of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif as it wraps up hearings in its corruption case. Courts accused Sharif's children of using forged documents to hide ownership of ill-gotten luxury apartments in London. A final decision is expected in just a couple of weeks. Iran and the P5 Plus One group of countries meet for the eighth time in Vienna to discuss bilateral compliance of the 2015 nuclear deal between the two sides. Key issue on this agenda of talks this time is the United States' violations of the letter and spirit of the nuclear agreement. An international aid group has warned that Yemen's cholera epidemic is likely to worsen in the rainy season from July through September. Oxfam said that cholera in Yemen is the largest ever recorded in any country in a single year. Disease has claimed nearly 2,000 lives since April. And Germany is reviewing arms sales to Turkey amid a dispute over the detention of human rights activists by Turkish security forces. Berlin also stepped up its travel advisory for Turkey on Thursday and warned it'll reconsider state guarantees for foreign investment in the country. And that is your news in brief.